This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This reminds me of when I was a kid and went to Yellowstone with my family. Me and my sister got a book about animal scat.
Was it a scratch and sniff?
No.
That's funny.
But
oh
my God. When we were in the car on the way back home, we were in the back seat and we would use our pillows and we would like do a little show of different types of poop that what it would look like. and we'd be like holding hands and be like, "Now we're deer poop." And then we would let go and be like, "Now we're raccoon poop."
And it was like, what's the pillow doing?
The pillow was kind of to add like texture and volume.
So confused.
Would it look anything like the poop?
Yeah, there was some poop where some animals poop and the way their turds are, they're connected.
Some animals poop and it looks just like Elizabeth's sister. Okay.
Zing.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, we're picking up inside Bottoms Up on a slow and sleepy day. There's a handful of patrons in the bar, you know, talking amongst themselves, but not a ton of work for y'all to be doing. So you're just, you know, you're all gathered around the bar, not really doing much of anything. Just sort of idly passing the time. But since last episode, you guys have noticed that Chip has taken things pretty hard. After telling you the truth about his backstory and revealing that he's really not a dragon slayer at all, he's been a bit unavailable. Even more concerning, he's been locking himself in his room and kind of keeping to himself most nights. So it's safe to say you're all a little worried about him. And we'll pick up there. Quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Jams!
When you need a break from this crazy world, to see your friends and fill a cup. Find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Hey, Chip.
What? Yeah.
Well, first off, when you lock the door at nighttime, it's also my bedroom too, so I have to sleep on the bar. But that's totally okay. Moving past that, I just wanted to check in with you and ask you, Are you okay with no longer, you know, being a hero, having that that sort of accolade?
What?
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Hey, did someone wet the bar last night? Oh, hey, Chip. How's my good guy? How you doing, little one?
Trust.
Wait, I'm asking you a question. Are you worried that no one cares about you anymore?
What is happening?
Oh, are you asking Chip if he's worried that he's not a hero anymore and nothing heroic about him anymore?
Chip, look at me. I'm going to jump off the stairs and fall down. Your favorite thing. When
what?
I fall down
Why?
The stairs.
That's not my...
Here I go. Wee. Ow. Ooh, yum. Was that funny?
I think that's your favorite thing.
Beef, take a D4 of damage.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that was funny, but that's not usually something I like too much.
Hey, what are we? Are we razzing Chip about being a loser? What's going on, y'all?
Jennifer.
Chip, you suck.
Okay, a little more delicate. A little more delicate.
Jennifer, were you not at the family meeting? Sorry, Jennifer, at the family meeting we had that Chip wasn't invited to?
Yeah, and I wasn't invited to either.
Oh,
you never invite me to the family meetings.
Okay, well, we decided that this is not going to be a teasing situation. We're going to be really gentle with little Chip. Especially, do not bring up the fact that he's not a hero anymore, okay?
Also, Chalice, just while we're in this little huddle right now, the reason why the bar is wet is because I woke up and Beef was literally peeing on top of me. So that is what happened there.
Yeah.
Huddle over.
Okay, so to sum up, I was just called a loser. You said I'm not a hero, and you said nobody cares about me anymore. Is that right? Those are all the things that I've heard?
Hey, buddy, we love you, my dude, my guy.
I love you. I love y'all too. Truly, I'm okay. Okay, really, I'm doing all right. Like, I'm not even bothered. It wasn't even like that was at all a part of my identity or anything. You know, I barely even brought it up.
Yeah, you haven't been wearing your scarf though.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's hanging in the closet. I guess it's a little warm out, right? We don't need scarves when it's warm.
It's the dead of winter.
Yeah, it's
a hot winter though.
You're not even wearing clothes. You're just wearing a blanket, buddy.
Yeah, it's a hot, I'm sorry, it's hot at neck level in this town and in the bar, and then below neck level, yeah, you gotta wear a blanket because it's chilly down there. It's the dead of winter, Chalice.
Have you figured out a way to, like, introduce yourself, Chip?
You mean besides Chip Ahoy? Remember that thing? Well, and then I go, wait, never mind. I think that's been working.
Hey, Chip, I'm a little bit concerned because the entire time that you've been talking to us, you were just carving the words, who am I, into the bar wood. So.
Yeah, and this isn't even subconscious or anything. I'm doing this totally on purpose, and I'm listening fully also to what you guys are saying. Yeah, guys, I am good. I'm good!
Hey, yeah, guys, we should listen to our friend. If he says he's good, then by golly gosh, he's got to be. Oh, he's crying. He's crying.
Yeah, he's crying. He's crying really hard.
He's crying, but he's still smiling. It's really kind of off-putting.
No, guys, I'm telling you, I'm living the life. Actually, to not have the burden. It was a burden. Let's be honest. People coming to me all the time saying, Chip, you're the biggest hero I've ever heard of. I need your help. Right? That was happening all the time.
It's more like you coming to them, but yeah.
And they were, you know, begging me, yanking me away from what I'm trying to do here. Psh, no, I don't need that anymore. But speaking of heroes, have you heard about this new guy run around town solving crimes and kicking butt and taking names?
Oh.
No, I haven't.
You guys haven't heard of the Red Rhino?
The Red Rhino? No, I haven't seen it in the newspaper.
I mean, good luck getting a picture of him. I've been trying to, I actually might get hired to take pictures of him at some point.
Uh-oh, everybody.
Wait, isn't that going to take away from your job here? You can't take another job.
Oh, you know what? You're right. But this guy, I mean, he's solving crimes left and right. You know, he's really stopping bad people from doing bad things. I'm impressed.
I don't know. He kind of sounds like a menace to me.
Yeah.
I guess he works around the law to get stuff done. But, you know, sometimes you have to do stuff like that.
A little selfish, right? Like, it sort of seems like he's in it for the wrong reasons. Is he really helping people or is he helping himself?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He went and he punched this guy right in the middle of the face.
Oh, what?
I'm thinking headline. Red Rhino assaults elderly.
Yeah.
He wasn't elderly, it was a child.
Ugh, worse.
Okay, worse.
Red Rhino, sort of bad name. What's his, like, uniform? Does he wear regular clothes, or?
Yeah, does he have a horn in the middle of his forehead?
Are you talking about the Red Rhino? Regular Joe here chiming in, loving to get into the talk as I always do. I, of course, have heard of the Red Rhino. You all haven't.
We're just hearing about that menace now.
Not a menace, but...
Well, the Red Rhino, from what I've heard, he prowls in the night. A creature not of this plane. Stronger than anything you can imagine.
Why are you nodding and smiling, Chip?
Because it's good. He's summing it up well.
Right. I mean, from what I've heard, again, you know, murderers, crooks, and thieves all fear him more than the night itself. And you'll know when he's coming because he stinks something awful.
Oh, a stinky guy, stinky, huh?
Is that right? That's part of his character description?
That's what I've heard. I'll only tell you what I've heard.
Oh.
And if you're up to no good and you do smell him, run. Because he's not very fast from what I've heard, and you'll be able to get away rather easily.
I doubt we'll be able to smell him over Chip Stink. P.U.
Yeah. No,
well, no. Maybe if he comes around, I just won't be there. How about that then?
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Weird way to put it like that. It's kind of making me think about that a little bit.
In that moment, you hear from outside of Bottoms Up someone screaming, "Help! Help! I'm being robbed! Someone help me!"
Everyone lock the doors. Lock the doors and pull the blinds. We're not home.
Don't tell me twice. Locking the doors, pulling the blinds.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I mean, who would help somebody? I mean, I'm not a hero anymore, so I don't need to help. Actually, you know what? Kind of sleepy in here.
Is that a yawn?
Yeah, a little tired.
Well, stop
here.
Yawning. You're going to make me yawn. Now I'm yawning.
I'm going to call it a night. He starts slowly walking towards the stairs.
It's 11 a.m.
And then he sprints up the rest of the stairs and locks the door.
No, that's my room too.
I want to peek through the blinds that we've just drawn. I want to peek through. I'm going to get a crate and hop up on there and peek through the blinds.
We're doing our classic head stack, but of course Chip is not there.
Perfect. Why don't you roll for perception?
14.
So you see in the middle of the market square is a gnome merchant being harassed by a Kenku wearing a roguelike hood. And for reference, Kenku are bipedal humanoid birds standing about 5 feet tall.
Oh my God. That's a real scene out there.
Popcorn?
Yes, please. Tasty.
You mind if you trickle it down, just kind of pour it out over our heads and it'll
be gotcha.
At the bottom?
I mean, I guess I can play this Red Rhino character as well.
Oh my God.
Do you want to describe what Red Rhino looks like?
Yes, of course. From the top of a nearby roof, you see hunched over is a character wearing a hat / mask combo, covering the mysterious figure's head, off of which a comically large red horn protrudes. He dons an overly tight, figure-hugging, padded red suit, and on the chest are the initials RR, which are proudly displayed. Oh, and also he has a red scarf on. And this character, which of course is not Chip, jumps off of the roof and dives horn first into this Kenku.
Oh my God, brutal.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Are you looking to kill this Kenku or knock them unconscious just in case this goes that far?
Let's say kill.
Okay, why don't you do an attack roll with your horn?
It also just so happens that that Red Rhino's horn has the exact same stats as Chip's battle axe. That's just like
what a coincidence!
It's total coincidence.
That's so random. Wow,
it's really random. 24.
Okay, that'll hit.
Holy hell.
9. You see the Red Rhino. You guys watch as he jumps up in the air, thinks about doing a flip, but decides against it. perfect head first dive straight into the chest of this Kenku as he screams, "Red Rhino!"
The Kenku screams back, "Squawk! I'm 8 years old! Squawk!"
Huh?
Does anyone else think he's like really hot?
He's a cutie. Too bad he's murdering an 8-year-old ?
That is definitely coloring it. Yeah, that is.
The Red Rhino is going to do a perception check to see if this is actually a child or not.
Cool.
17.
You can tell that this is actually an adult. It's an adult Kenku. Just mimicking like things that it's heard before.
You liar. I'm going to take you down.
And in that moment, the Kenku strikes back, pulling out a dagger. They rolled a 16.
16 doesn't hit.
16 doesn't hit you?
Mm-mm. I want to slap the dagger out of their hands. Or the red rhino wants to slap the dagger out of.
Thank you.
Yeah, be careful there. Be careful there.
Another Kenku appears on a top of a building nearby and calls down to you. You hear, quack! Unhand him!
Quack!
No, dude.
So cool. Chalice is like really into all of this.
Do you know who you're messing with?
Not really. He didn't say, hey, what's your name, guy?
None of your business.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Is this a riddle?
If you don't unhand him, then you're going to have the wrath of my entire family.
Oh my gosh, some sort of syndicate is being kind of put into the fold here.
All right, for the sake of all these people around, I don't want to cause any more trouble. Just give the money back.
And the Kenku that you released kind of rubs its like neck and takes a few steps and then goes to hand the money bag back to the gnome merchant and then just takes off running away out of the square. Go after him, Red Rhino. Get him.
He's too far. I'll get him next time.
And the Kenku on the top of the building squawks again. You all messed
with the wrong
family. You're all gonna pay the price. Lock your doors and stay inside
because we're coming.
This looks exhausting, doesn't it?
He looks tired.
I just thought of they only heard the phrase "we're coming." It was one of the things that they took.
For all of you,
all of us, what?
The whole town. And then it flaps its kind of wings, and it can only get a couple feet off the ground, but disappears into the cityscape of Frasier.
Beef starts trudging up to the Red Rhino. What's the big idea, Red Rhino? Now we got the whole town in danger.
Yeah, Red Rhino, what's your deal? And Chalice has, in that short amount of time, cross-stitched the Red Rhino logo onto the shirt she was just wearing. She's merch for him. She's very into him.
What I need to do is save the day. That's what the Red Rhino does. So I'm going to take on an entire mafia of people, a huge crime family on my own and kill them all, I guess.
Like, do you need any, I mean, do you want some help maybe?
Yeah, I could. Actually, this is going to sound weird. I've actually done this before. I've destroyed a whole syndicate of, I've kind of already done this before.
And I have a bunch of capes I've been working on, so if you need help.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, and I got wigs on wigs.
If it's not a bother, if you guys aren't doing anything, I guess you guys can help me out. First things first, all right? We can't go in there looking like yourselves, all right? You put a danger to your family and to your friends, so we need to get you guys suited up.
Way ahead of you, buddy. And Beef's already in like a full, like, he's a Black Widow. He's a full black suit with multiple different arms coming off of him.
Just connected by string.
Yes, it's connected by string.
Like little kid spider costume.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say you look exactly like Scarlett Johansson.
And I got beautiful, what is her, auburn red hair?
Like the, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are y'all, just for context, are you just in the like market square right now?
Yeah, just kind of talking it over.
Yep.
Oh, my God. There is, like, a group of 12 people who are politely acting like they're not just staring at you, but they completely are, and they watch Beef get butt naked and then struggle to squirm into this, like, leather jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Beef, oh, hold on. Let's, maybe we should hide. That's the whole point of hiding identities.
All right, well, let's go into bottoms up real quick. We're back in time.
I didn't realize. I'm so sorry, guys. I really didn't realize I was part of
it. It's okay. It's okay.
You gotta be secretive about it. I was just kind of changing.
Also, Beef, your junk is still pixelated. So, like, what's going on
there? Yeah, it's been different ever since. It's just been different.
In the time that they've been talking, Chalice ran up the stairs, and now she's walking down the stairs, like, you know, when, like, someone comes down in their prom outfit to show their parents. She's sort of expecting everyone to be excited, and she's dressed like a hawk with, like, an eyeball on top of her head. She's Hawkeye, and she has bow and arrow.
Can I ask you a question about what it looks like?
Yeah.
So are you like in like a morph suit, like a skin tight thing? And then there's like a giant eyeball.
Yeah. So thank you so much for asking. So she's in like a skin tight suit and then she has hawk wings.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And then she's wearing like an eyeball around her head.
Can the eyeball blink?
Yes, the eyeball blinks. And so sometimes she loses her line of vision. Completely.
Beef's tangled up in his other arm, so he can't really give Chalice what she wants right now. He's like fighting the other arms.
Ta-da! I'm Hawkeye.
What's your deal?
I shoot arrows when I can see. Who wink? And the whole eye blinks.
Whoa! Holy! Oh my God!
Do you control that eye?
Mm-hmm. Who wink? And it stays still.
Oh.
Damn it. Whatever. Seb, what are you going to be?
Well, hold on. And there's like a bunch of clinging and clanging, and I'm carefully taping a bunch of tin cans to my body. I'm the tin man. No, what's harder than tin? I'm the aluminum man. No, what's harder than aluminum? I'm the Iron Man.
Oh.
But it is just tin, right?
It is just tin.
But he's holding that iron for ironing clothes, so I think
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, so watch out.
To confirm, you could just have turned into any animal, right?
How do you know that? How do you know that? Right.
Yeah, wait a second. I don't remember telling you that I have that ability.
Oh, it says on your bar license, it has your class of druid.
No one's ever read that before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever even looked at it.
You know what?
Wow.
You guys, I feel so bad for Chip. He would be loving this right now. You know what? I'm going to hop upstairs and see if maybe he wants.
Don't do that.
Excuse me?
You got to let people sleep.
It's 11:30, though.
It's
11:30 a.m.
You got to let people sleep. Was he sleepy?
He did say he was sleepy. He said he was going to bed at 11 a.m.
Yeah, you gotta let people sleep.
Okay, I'm ready. Can I get a drum roll, please?
No.
No, sorry.
My God, you guys are the worst.
No one else did, so just get on out of here.
Yeah, come on. No one else got a drum roll.
Jeez Louise.
From the kitchen, Jennifer explodes out. And she goes,
the Red Rhino!
And she's dressed exactly like Chip, just super small, and she's Jennifer.
Jennifer couldn't think of one for Thor or Captain America, huh, honey?
What the?
Couldn't think of a Hulk thing?
Her horn is so big that it makes her top heavy, so her head is always falling down towards the ground.
Is this a joke? Are you making fun of me?
What, you guys don't like it?
That's me. I'm the Red Rhino.
Oh my God! So no one else can be the Red Rhino, okay?
And she snaps the horn off of her head and she throws it on the ground.
You guys make me so angry!
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Here it is.
Here we go.
Oh my God, a little rat turd just popped out. A little rat turd just...
Yeah, that's all that happens. She gets like so angry that she kind of turns red. And then she turns green. She's then made herself pretty much sick from how angry she got, and she's pooped a little bit. And then now she's got
she's green because she's sick.
She got so angry she got sick and turned green. And then she's just kind of laying on her side panting after her little tantrum.
Well, maybe you sit this one out, Jennifer. You're really...
You gotta sleep now.
You gotta let people sleep.
Can I crawl into someone's suit just in case something fun happens?
Hop in one of my cans.
Woohoo!
She jumps in a can.
All right, crew, it's time to investigate. We got to go straight to the top. Who's the baddest person you know in this town?
Mr. Well, Pib? It's Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. Or maybe Jennifer's ex-boyfriend.
Let me ask, does Mr. Pibb usually give a lot of exposition?
Yeah, too much.
He does. How do you know? Yeah, he does.
Did someone say they need a mister?
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I need my sleep. I'm getting
away
from
you. Well, then you got to let him sleep.
We all act like we're sleeping.
Okay. Well, if there's any interested parties, I'll just say this to the sleepy room. What you guys are dealing with and what we're all dealing with now is a group of vagabonds that call themselves the Scarecrows. They roam the lands, wreaking havoc, and are known for being recklessly greedy and needlessly violent. They hang out at their temporary hideout called the Crow's Nest.
Don't move.
Yeah, where is it? You know where that is?
Oh, yeah, okay, fine, where is it?
It's a hollowed out tree in the West Woods on the outskirts of town. You'll know it when you see it.
Thank you. Bye.
Maybe that earns someone a free drink?
Oh, I don't work here.
Say, where is the wait? Where's the whole staff?
None of us work here.
None of us work here. Can't really okay that.
Yeah, we're actually a group of heroes.
Yeah.
We're the repayers. We, you know, when people do something bad, we get repayment, you know, and we go after them.
Chalice just gives him a free drink. Just take it.
Cool. So do you guys want to head that way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Beef wants to put a sandwich out in front of Chip's door just in case he gets hungry when he wakes up. And Beef says, he's like, we're going on an adventure, buddy. I wish you were there. And then he runs. And then he falls down the stairs.
Seb runs back in, sets up a cardboard cutout of himself at the bar. And he goes, just in case somebody comes in.
It says, take one only.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled babbel.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
As you guys are now heading to the outskirts of town and getting closer to the West Wood, how do you want to go about it?
Just for shits and giggles, can Chalice try to fly up there?
For sure.
Okay. What do I roll for?
Why don't you roll athletics?
Oh, I rolled a 19 and I have plus one.
Oh my God. Chalice takes off running, jumps into the air at the exact moment that a huge gust of wind comes out of nowhere and propels Hawkeye, aka Chalice, into the air 30 feet above the ground.
Oh my God, Chalice, you're flying!
Should I use this for observation or should I shoot an arrow inside there?
That's smart. Observation smart.
Roll for perception.
Damn it. I rolled a 5 and it's plus 4, so 9.
You don't see the crow's nest, but you do see a path, almost like a vein leading from the outskirts of town through the woods just to where the crow's nest probably is. It looks like a path that's been traveled quite frequently, almost leading like a stream to probably where it is.
I saw a path that we can take.
Let's wait till nighttime. Make sure it's dark so we can be stealthy and get in there nice and quiet.
This crew of heroes sleeps on the side of the road until it's nighttime. Like in a video game when you just like click like wait 7 hours.
Yeah, then it just becomes that time. So while you're waiting, nobody takes the path. None of the scarecrows from the family are moving across it. But it is nighttime now. So what do you guys want to do?
Wake up. Hey, wake up, everybody.
I'm awake.
Sorry, I know I broke my cardinal rule.
You have to let me sleep.
Jennifer, you could sleep. All right, crew. You guys ready to take these folks down?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, Beef, you got a new little voice. That's kind of cool.
Hey,
doing something too?
I thought maybe it would be fun to get into character, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too. I'm Hawkeye. Yeah, I'm Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And I'm Iron Man.
Love it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. We start taking the path towards the crow's nest.
Okay, so you guys are walking the path that you can tell has been treaded by the scarecrows towards...
Actually, I can drive.
Oh, nice.
I pick up the crew, and the red rhino puts his ass in drive.
Huh. That sounded familiar. And it smells familiar.
You are a much better driver than our friend Chip. Wow, you are like way better at driving than him.
Oh, really? What's that guy like?
Oh, he's like one of our closest friends. He's a great guy. I think you two would really hit it off if you guys got to hang out with each other.
You guys speak so highly of him. Do you guys speak highly of him to his face, or do you guys just make fun of him all the time?
No, we would never. Oh my God, of course not. Never. Would not be caught dead doing that.
Yeah, just between you and me, buddy. I think he's kind of having a hard time.
He hasn't been hiding that at all.
No, it's been clear as day that he's
upset. It's super obvious his feelings.
Oh yeah, this guy, his emotions are written right on his face. You know, the other day when I ate his sandwich on accident, but it was actually on purpose.
If it's his sandwich, don't eat it.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Sorry. You were saying.
Yeah, his emotions are all over his face. I mean, like, he's stuck in this love triangle right now. He's, like, pretending that he's, like, with this one girl, but he loves this other girl. It's pretty crazy stuff.
You think that his girlfriend is not real?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's pretty obvious. We haven't met her. Her name's Two Cities put together.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything. She could be very real and the love of his life, and maybe they spend the rest of their lives together, and maybe she's definitely real.
Wow, Red Rhino, I didn't know you were such a romantic optimist.
Yeah, you know, I think I love love.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
If I had a podcast, I'd probably make it like Rhino's Tips or something like that, where he talks about love, you know?
Patreon.com/sitcomdnd.
Very good. Very subtle.
Just between you and me, Red Rhino,
yeah,
I really feel like Chip would be a lot happier with Chalice.
Can I ask if... Do you think this friend would...
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Why aren't we using our new voices?
What? Intruders! Intruders!
Oh, shoot. We walked right in the entrance.
Oh, man.
Beef does an 18 hit.
Yeah.
So that arrow does go into you.
Okay.
And it does 6 damage. It is on. Right now, you see that there are 4 members of the Scarecrow family. One has a bow up in the crow's nest itself, which is, you know, like the bottom half of a barrel looking thing at the top of this tree that they're standing in, about 20 feet up. And then 3 more come out of the hollowed tree section beneath it, and they are armed and ready to fight. Now, why don't we roll for initiative here?
11.
Go to 16.
A 20.
15.
Black Widow, whenever you're ready, what would you like to do?
One of my spider hands pulls out a dagger, and I flip into the air and then get into my boof ball and I roll into between someone's legs and then shing their heels.
Awesome. Why don't you roll for an attack?
I rolled a 19.
That hits. So what damage does it do?
Ooh, a 4 plus 2. Yes, 6. I hop back up and I go, that was pretty cool, guys, right?
That was pretty whammy-zammy.
And now the crow is going to strike back. First crow botches.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Second crow... This one hits, and it's also going after the boof ball just because you got there first in her front and center.
Uh-oh.
And it did 6 damage.
All right, well, this is good night, guys. I'm at 0.
That escalated quickly. Now the third crow is going to attack.
Oh, no.
It's going to try to just kill you for good.
I don't like that.
It hits.
No. I'm sorry about this.
This is why I didn't want to go first.
And then next up is Hawkeye.
Oh, thank God.
All right. So can I shoot my arrow up to the guy in the crow's nest?
Sure.
So I rolled a 17.
So that hits.
Then a 6, and then plus 2, so 8.
You throat shot that one up top, oh. Hawkeye style. And it falls from the crow's nest all the way down. Boom. Hits the deck. And then you see one of its family members look over and go, "Wap, that's going to leave a mark." Wap. Maybe it heard Mr. Pibb say that.
Yeah, that he's got a cool catchphrase. He's not even the one who did the kill. I feel like I didn't even get to say my catchphrase.
No, you did a good job.
Thank you. Wink.
It didn't wink.
Red Rhino's up.
The Red Rhino revs up. He does like animal scraping their foot against the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then he does a little bit of a Scooby-Doo run. And then he runs head first, horn first, into the nearest crow and wants to drive them into the earth.
Roll them bones.
Is a 14.
That hits.
The damage is 8.
That's going to take this Kenku all the way out. So do you want to describe what it looks like?
He runs head first. Horn goes straight through the Kenku's torso. He lifts him into the air and drives him into the ground so far that his head gets lost in his torso.
Damn.
Covered in blood. Matches the suit, doesn't it? And winks at Hawkeye.
She faints.
That same Kenku looks over and saw that and goes...
That's gonna leave a mark.
Okay, let's good the second time.
Hold on, is he hanging out with Mr. Pibb that much?
Yeah, I think these all these motherfuckers
are hanging out with Mr. Pibb.
What if Mr. Pibb is the secret crime boss, the big bad in the background this whole time?
That's the dream. That's my
we
dream.
We figured it out, Sean. Nice try. You
Sorry,
can't
Sean.
Get anything
Sorry.
Past the four of us.
You hear. And out of the woods walks Dr. Pibb. He goes, I heard clapping wards off mountain lions. Wait, what are you guys up to?
Oh, damn
you.
It. Okay, off, man.
Beef wakes up for a brief second from his death and says, F*** you, Mr. Pibb, and then dies again.
Tin Man, you are up.
I am Iron Man. Whoa, here's some vines.
I use Entangle. And now they must pass a strength check in order to free themselves because it is difficult terrain.
Now, is that immediate or is that on their like their turn that they do that?
I think it's on their turn before they can like move.
Cool. Now it is Beef's turn again. So you have to do death saving throws.
Okay, an 18.
That's one win. That's a save. So you got one check mark out of three. It is back to the crow's turn. They are entangled. They're going to have to roll a strength check to see if they can still attack. Okay, 17.
That passes.
Nat 20. Short sword attack on the red rhino.
Oh!
8 damage.
Oh!
And he goes, that's going to leave a mark. And then, oh, the next Genki rolled a 19. It is also out of the entangle.
I don't even know why I tried.
And it's going to also jump in on the fray and attack Chip. Okay, it doesn't hit. It is Hawkeye's turn again. So Hawkeye, there are two crows left.
So I'm going to roll a 5.
Were you trying to shoot with your bow and arrow?
Yeah. It's because Chalice tried to do the Hawkeye shot where she fell backwards and shot up. But obviously that didn't work.
So damn. She kind of just jumped, fell backwards, and shot an arrow into the air straight up at the sky?
Yeah.
It's back to Red Rhino.
Red Rhino, once again, revs Scooby-Doos and heads straight towards the least damaged of the ones that hasn't been hit. Does a 25 hit?
Yeah.
9 damage.
What's it look like when you kill this freaking thing?
He makes eye contact with the last surviving one as he heads for the one he's attacking, and he looks at him. He makes eye contact the whole time. And once again, drives him, lifts him, head into torso, stands up, looks at the guy that's left and says, that's going to leave a mark.
Ooh.
The last one takes off running.
I grab him.
Okay.
Listen up, punk. You're not going to mess with this town. Wait, are you actually, who are you? Are you like a big guy? Do you talk to like the big guy? Or are you like the main guy?
What? He was in charge and points at one of the dead ones.
Oh, okay. Well, are you a kid also?
No.
I throw this
guy. I mean,
guy.
I am if it's going to stop me from getting killed.
No, too late. I throw him up in the air. I throw him up in the air so that he lands on my horn.
Oh my God.
I shish kebab his ass.
Jennifer pops out of the tin can and says pocket.
Looks like someone's horny.
Oh, so adorable.
I'm a freaking fire baby.
So I'm going to use Cure Wounds. Can I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so +7.
Beef wakes up. Oh, man. Did we win?
You look over at the red rhino, and there's a bird shish kebab onto his head.
Guys, we saved the town. We did it. We're heroes. I'm a hero again. I did it.
Again?
Again.
I mean, I'm a hero consistently, as I have always been.
Let's go back to bottoms up. Celebratory drink?
Yeah, I can't wait to tell Chip about this day. It's crazy. He's not going to believe it.
Yeah, let's just go back. And then we're going to hang out with our buddy Chip tonight. Chip, Red Rhino. So
oh.
You should probably take off for the night.
Yeah, when we get back there, I'll take off.
Great.
I'll follow you all the way back there.
No, you can go ahead and leave now.
You're not coming that way, are you?
I'll follow. I'll follow you guys all the way back, and then I'll leave.
Yeah, walk us home, and then we'll wait a minute.
Actually,
yeah,
do you guys have a bathroom upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So we walk back in.
It was, I had a pleasure of a day working with you guys. I'm going to go take a really, really long pee. Bye.
Bye.
He starts walking slowly.
Hey, Red Rhino.
Yeah, oh, what?
Can
yeah,
I tell you something?
Yes.
I think it's really cool that you're a hero because you saved the day and killed a bunch of people and did something super strong and heroic. But Chip's my hero because he takes really good care of us and is really sweet to us. And I just think there's different ways to be a hero. You don't have to be strong and kill people to be a hero. You can be a hero by just being good.
Red Rhino's going to cry.
That's okay. Go pee or poop or whatever you're going to do.
It smells like poop. He's still farting. He is still farting. But
yeah,
so
just want to let you know Chip is my hero. Doesn't matter. You probably won't tell him.
Red Rhino runs upstairs, and then you hear some rustling, and then soon Chip starts walking down the stairs.
Oh, man, stop yawning. You're going to make us yawn.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're making it so sleepy in here.
What's all the hubbub?
Oh, my God, Chip, you're not going to believe the hubbub. It's huge. We just went on the craziest adventure.
What happened?
We met this guy named Red Rhino, and he was really strong, and he looked almost just like you, but, like, wasn't you. And we went on this crazy adventure where we killed a bunch of people. Right, guys? Guys?
You're saying that to the cardboard cutout that I put at the bar before we left. I walk out of the bathroom and I go, I am so sorry. All that talk of number two, I kind of had to go number two. So
sounds like you like that guy better than me, huh?
He was all right.
Honestly, he kind of farted a lot. And honestly, if I'm being real... Missed hanging out with you, Chip. I felt like you would have had a great time.
Yeah? You mean that?
Absolutely, you guys. Yeah, you would have been doing your signature moves with your axe. I just know it.
Yeah, well, I bet if I were the Red Rhino, I would have had a great day working with you guys. And you're my best friends, and I'm not the Red Rhino, and I have a real girlfriend. You know?
Oh, yeah. How is Two Cities?
Oh, she's good. She's good. Yeah, I mean, she's really real and doing great things.
A mysterious figure enters the bar. He's dressed in long black leather jacket that goes all the way to the floor like a duster. And he's got an eye patch. He comes up to the bar and he goes, let's you and I stay in touch. And he puts a business card down on there and says, Mick Angry on it.
I'm so sorry. That is a cardboard cutout. You're going to have to hand that to a person with a pulse right over here.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Waleed Mansour had the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. If you want to keep up with the gang and get sneak peeks at upcoming episodes and future guests, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at SitcomD&D. That's sitcom and then the letters D-N-D. Also, we did it! We hit 500 patrons, and therefore released a much-anticipated one-shot GM'd by Aaron Keefe, inspired by the TV series Lost. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 40 hours of content instantly, including the newly released Lost one-shot. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is baby-themed. The gang does a bunch of improv based on all things babies and parenthood, and you'll have to listen to find out why. Woo-hoo. So sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun. Also, if you're in the LA area and want to see me, Aaron, Waleed, and Elizabeth in a holiday live show, now is your chance.
The Chillaxmas special is on December 14th at 7 p.m. at the Yard Theater. Tickets are $8 online or $10 at the door. It'll be a mix of improv and sketch and a guaranteed good time. So ticket link is in bio, and you can get more information there. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
Did I get
it? You're in!
That was a HeadGum podcast.